yeah, cause he's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, cause he's intentional. Never failing. All things are working
for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good.
Eve's Corner. Eve's Corner is a show of encouragement, enlightenment, and empowerment. And we definitely are thankful that you are joining on today. Well, we are live today, so definitely do give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear the things that are important to you. So that number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. So again, thank you for listening. Our topic is basic training. So any of our military personnel, current or retired, I know that you can relate. Any soldiers out there who are listening, I'm sure that you'd be able to call and chime in at any time. So definitely do so. We're going to be coming from 2 Timothy, the second chapter, for those who have your Bibles. Again, that's 2 Timothy, second chapter. And again, our topic is basic training. We do want to go ahead and bow for a word of prayer while you're finding the scriptures in your Bible. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, God, for our many blessings. We thank you, God, for watching over us. And God, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you, God, for being a forgiving, a merciful, and a loving God. God, forgive us for everything that we've done that's not like you. Forgive us, God, for sins of commission. And then, God, forgive us for sins of omission, the things that we should have done that we did not do. God, we just pray right now that you will continue to cleanse us, God. Wash us and make us whole. Make us meet for the master's use. We pray now, God, that you'll continue to just keep us on that potter's wheel. Create in us, God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. God, we pray now that you would just speak to our hearts on today, God. Encourage somebody on today. Lift up bowed down heads. We pray now, God, for those who may be sick or afflicted. In the name of Jesus, we just pray now, God, that they receive a word of healing. According to scripture, God, your word says that we are already healed. God, we just thank you now. We glorify you because you are a mighty good God. You are much better to us than we have been to ourselves. And God, we just want to say thank you on today. Move by your spirit, God, through this show, God, and speak to us, God, and then speak through us, even to others, so that we may be a blessing or an encouragement to other people. Help us, God, not to be so negative, God, and help us to be able to look to you and look to the hills from which cometh our help. God, we know that all of our help comes from you. Help us, God, to just do some basics of Christianity, some things that we already learned about, some things that we know about, but God, sometimes we somehow forget about. God, help us, strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We count these blessings done in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as I stated, we're going to be talking about basic training. If you have your Bibles, again, we're in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. I'm reading from the NIV version. And the Bible reads, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his most holy word. So now looking at this scripture, the Bible refers to us as soldiers. So we're going to talk today about soldiers and athletes since those were referenced in these scriptures. Now ask yourself, what do the two have in common? What do soldiers and athletes have in common? Well, first and foremost, both are required to exercise on a regular basis. Both are required to practice their craft often. That means whether they have to go to the range or go and do target practice or whatever the athlete's sport is. You know, if they're a runner, they need to be running. They need to be practicing on a regular basis. If they're someone who swims, they definitely have to swim on a regular basis. So the other thing that they have in common is that the higher that each of them go, and the bigger your title, especially once you get to the top, the more you have to work to maintain it. Because the one thing for sure is that you don't want to fall off. What else do they have in common? Well, if their goal is to do well or to be the best, they must work harder than those who simply desire to be mediocre. Now, if you just want to be mediocre, no big deal. But if you want to be at the top and stay at the top, you're going to have to work harder than everybody else. So you can't compare yourself to everybody else. And then lastly, you must identify and understand who your opponent is. One thing for sure, if you're a boxer, the one thing that they do is they watch the tapes of the other boxer that they're competing against. If it's a football team, they've seen the other team play, so they know what their strengths and weaknesses are. They can identify and understand who the opponent is. Well, guess what, Saints, since the word compares us to soldiers and athletes, guess what? We also must do the same things. First and foremost, we have to exercise. We have to exercise our faith. And why is that? So that you can build up your strength. Number two, you have to practice your craft. You have to practice your faith. How do you do that? You need to attend church. You need to go to Bible study. You need to read your Bible. You need to do what the word says to do. Number three, you have to know that the higher you go and the more mature you are in Christ, well, there's more work to do. So you can't just have little baby tests when you're going through something if you are a mature saint. To whom much is given, much is required. And you hear some people say, new levels, new devils. A lot of us want to be elevated, but we don't want to have to deal with the things that come along with that sometimes. But it's necessary. Number four, if you want to do well, just like the athletes, you want to be the best, you want to be the best Christian, then you have to know that 99 and a half just won't do. You have to be fully committed. You have to be sold out. You can't just come easing up on Christianity and then ease back when you feel like it. That's called backsliding. Number five, you must identify and understand who your enemy is. Your enemy is not always that person at work. Your enemy is not always your spouse or your children. You have to know who the enemy is and be aware that the enemy is coming. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. That's something that we have to know. Know who your enemy is. As mature Christians, we have to be strong mentally, emotionally, and above all, we have to be strong spiritually. In order for us to be strong, we must have the following. Now, if you're taking notes, I'm going to give you four things. The first is a dependence for strength. B is a diet for strength. C is discipline for strength. And D, you're going to have some difficulties for strength. Going back to A, in our dependence for strength, we have to know that our greatest strength comes when we acknowledge our own weakness. And then we rely strictly on God's strength. When we admit, God, I can't do this by myself. I need you, Lord. Scripture references for a dependence for strength are from Ephesians 6 and 10, Philippians 4 and 13, and John, the 15th chapter, verses 5 through 7. Again, for those who are taking notes, that's Ephesians 6 and 10, Philippians 4 and 13, and John, the 15th chapter, verses 5 through 7. Ephesians 6 and 10 lets us know that we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not our own might. We don't have any strength without God. It's not even about us. It's about what He's doing in us and through us. We can't take any glory. It is all about God. We can't do anything without Him. And I know that there is somebody who's listening today that might have tried it. You know, because sometimes when things are going well, some folks forget about God. Oh, but as soon as the enemy starts whooping on you, guess what you do? You run right back to the church. Then you want to pray. Then you want to fast. And after you've been in trouble, every time somebody say Jesus, your hand will go up. Every time somebody hits a tune on the organ, then you want to shout. Folks can't even move on in the service. Because when you're in need, you get real deep and spiritual. Oh, but when things are going well, oh, we got that spiritual amnesia. We don't even have time to go to church. I just got so much to do today. I have so many things to get done. I don't know if I have time for church. I don't know if I have time to read my Bible. I don't know if I have time. I just don't know if I can make it to Bible study up until things are going bad. See, but where were you when you got that new job? Where were you when you got that new boo? Where were you when the income tax came in? Did you need him then? No, sometimes we forget about him then because things are going well. Just like we do Santa Claus in July. You ain't thinking about Santa Claus in July. Kids only think about Santa Claus around the beginning of December. When they see him in the mall, they want to go and let him know what they want. Well, sometimes we treat God like that. And that's not okay. God is not pleased. We need to know that it's in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And unless we're moving in him, nothing else matters. Nothing else that we're doing. It has to be about God. I don't care how many programs you put on. I don't care how many quote-unquote community events you participate in. If everything that you're doing is not about God, it does not matter. Every house that you try to build on your own is just like building on sand. Every church that you try to build without God will fail. Every relationship that you try to build without God will fail. That new job won't last, and your business will fail unless you build on a solid foundation, and that foundation is Jesus. He's the way. He's the answer. He's the beginning. He's the end. He is your way in, your way out, your way through, your way around. He's your way over, your way under. He is everything that you need. Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And without him, you need to know you can't make it. It is all about Jesus. John 15th chapter lets us know that we have to abide in him. Don't just stop by when you need something, but abide means live. You don't want to stop by and just visit with God, but you want to live in him. Everything about your life includes him. Everything you do and everything you say needs to be about him. Sometimes if we would just stop and think before we get ready to say certain things to people or act a certain way, or when you holding the horn in traffic because somebody cuts you off and you waving at them in an unfriendly way. Sometimes if we just stop and think, am I really representing God in some of the things that I'm doing right now? No, we want to spend some time with God. We want to stay right there. And when you do that, he causes his word to abide in you. And just like in any other relationship, think about it. When you've been with somebody for a while, you start to look like them, talk like them. You start to act alike. You finish each other's sentences. So guess what? As the word of God abides in you, you have the ability to ask what you will, and it shall, not maybe, but it shall be given unto you. Recognize your dependence for strength. Know that you cannot do anything without God. Now, B, let's talk about the diet for strength. One thing for sure, with soldiers and with athletes, when they're in training especially, they have to adjust their diets. They have to adjust their intake. They have to adjust what they're eating and how they're eating. They can't just eat what everybody else eats. And why is that? Because they're training for reigning. That's R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G. They are training for reigning. They've got to be fit for the kingdom. Therefore, they can't just let anything get inside them. What then do you need to nourish yourself on as a Christian? It's going to have to be the word of God. In 2 Timothy, the third chapter, 14 through 17, 1 Peter 2 and 2, and Matthew 4 and 4. The scripture lets us know the word of God is able to make you wise unto salvation, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So guess what? If you're training for reigning, if you're trying to be fit for the kingdom, if you need some directions, go to the word. If you need some things straightened out in your life, go to the word. Whatever your problem, whatever your situation is, this is your operations manual. These are your instructions. The word of God will give you everything you need. No matter what the topic, no matter what the issue, no matter what you're dealing with, there is a word for that situation. There's a word for that. 1 Peter 2 and 2 lets us know that as babes, we should be on milk. But in order to be a mature Christian or a mature soldier fit to fight, or to be able to be meat for the master's use, we have to rely on God. And when we do, he'll help us. He'll help us to put away malice. He'll help us to put away guile, which is filthy, ungodly conversation. He'll help us to not be hypocrites. He'll help us to not be envious. He'll help us to not speak evil. It's time for us to grow up, saints. We are talking today about basic training. We got to get off these baby bottles. We have to start being mature saints. See, mature saints don't fall apart every time something goes wrong or every time there's a bad day. Every time you just fall apart, really? Mature saints don't backslide every time you go through a struggle. Every single time something is wrong, every time your money's short, you got to come up with some ungodly ways to come up with some money. Come on now. That's not being a mature saint. You have to have an appetite for meat and get off that baby bottle. Do you know what happens when babies stay on the bottle too long? Well, one of the things that happens is their teeth begin to rot. Then what are you going to do? You need your teeth for meat. Well, guess what? Spiritually, somebody that's listening today, your teeth are rotting because you still want to be babied. It's time to stop being babied, saints. You're so sensitive to everything. Everybody offends you. Everybody looks at you wrong. Everybody was talking to you funny. If the pastor preaches a message, he must have been talking about you. If he's talking about tithes, you ready to stop coming to church. I'ma just stop going. I'ma just read for myself. He always talking about money. Well, if you don't tithe, then you're cursed. And holding on to that money is robbing God. That's meat. You can't run to the altar or call your pastor every time you got a headache. You need to get in your word. Lay hands on yourself. Declare and decree your own healing by faith according to the word of God. Be healed in Jesus' name. Line up with the word of God. That's meat. It's time to come off the baby bottles. In Matthew 4:4, the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So if you want to live, apply the word. I didn't say just survive. I mean live, thrive, grow. Not just exist. It's a lot of folks walking around that proclaim to be Christians, but they're just existing, not living. Just walking around like a zombie, like, well, good morning. How y'all doing? No, that's not living. There is nothing about God that excites you. There is nothing about your life that excites you. There's nothing about the fact that you go to work every morning, even have a job that excites you. You don't have any more energy than that. And the Spirit of God dwells within you. Come on now. We got to get off these baby bottles. We need to live. Some saints are walking around. You ask them how they doing. Oh, I'm just barely making it. The next bill to come in the mail is just going to push them to the edge. Come on now. The devil is a liar. You have got to rely on God's word to know. You need some meat in your life. You need to live. How is it that you know every song that comes on the radio, but you can't remember not one scripture? You know the words to old songs, all genres of music, but you don't know one scripture? Why is that? Well, see, your excuse is, well, I just can't quote scripture. But you was remembering Easter speeches when you were 10. Come on now. You're remembering scenes from movies verbatim by the time you were about 16. You know what year and what order of songs are on your favorite artist on the CD. Listen to the CD. Oh, no, go to number 6, girl. That's my jam. He came out with that. Prince came out with that song in 1992. I remember where I was. Come on now. You remember all of that. But you come to church talking about, I just can't remember all that. Come on, change your diet. You need to eat this word. This word will sustain you. This word will keep you. I guarantee it. And then next is C. You've got to have discipline in order to be a good soldier. I don't know any soldiers who are not disciplined. And if they weren't soldiers for long. If you're going to be a good athlete, you have got to have discipline. So guess what? To be a good Christian, soldier, you have to have some discipline. You just can't do everything. The moment you arrive in basic training as a soldier, folks start barking orders at you. And you know the consequences for not being disciplined. Something is going to happen. You understand that there are going to be some repercussions if you get out of order the moment you go into the military. Guess what? You must be disciplined as a Christian too. If everybody is just doing our own thing, there's going to be chaos. How is that? Because people have a tendency to do what feels good to them at the moment. Man or woman, your flesh loves pleasure. It does not want to submit, and it definitely does not want to be humble. In 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 5 through 6, Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, the word lets us know, don't become so loose that you fall into the anything goes mentality. As a Christian, that ought not to be said of you. Oh, you know, girl, she just go either way, just in, with the wind, however the wind blowing. I don't know. It's up to you. Come on now. You have to have some limitations as a man or woman of God. And I'm not just talking to preachers. I mean, as a man, woman, boy or girl that professes to be a Christian, you need to have some discipline. You've got to have some limitations. You can't just be an anything goes type of person. Don't become a hypocrite. That same scripture, you'll take and point at somebody else and be like, yeah, that word sure was for so-and-so today. Ooh, yeah, he sure did preach about such and such today. Ooh, girl, you know they was talking about so-and-so. Sister such and much, I was looking at her today when he said that. Ooh, I was trying not to look at her. Because he sure was talking about her. That word applies to you too. That same word. We're always quick to try to judge somebody else's issue. We're always quick to try to talk about, well, at least I ain't like so-and-so. What? So your sin is okay. Long as you ain't like so-and-so. Long as you ain't like sister girl down the street. Long as you ain't like that brother. Your sin is fine, right? We have no room to be trying to judge somebody else. We have no room to talk about somebody else's issue because we all have them. How dare you point your finger at somebody else and say, well, at least I ain't like them. I know I lie a lot, but they lie all the time. I know I curse sometimes, but so-and-so curse every word that come out her mouth. Ooh, I can't stand it. Ooh, girl, you know, she'll do anything. Now, you just stopped last week, but you talking about somebody else. Come on now. That same grace that you want people to have with you, you need to have for somebody else. Where is your discipline? Stop judging everybody else's issue. Discipline says that even when you think nobody is watching, you should still do what's right. See, just because people didn't see you out in public with your drunkenness and you sitting in the house as a closet alcoholic, you think that makes it better? You think because nobody sees you out in public and you smoking, or you go on the side of the church to smoke? Come on now. Does that make you better? What's the difference in you and the other person? Or you'll see one drug user, because they have one particular drug of choice, looking at the other drug user, talking about, at least I ain't using that. At least I ain't on that. Come on now. We got to stop. Your sin is no different than anybody else's. The difference is you ain't telling everybody. But then you have the audacity to point your finger at somebody else. and talk about what they're doing. Just because nobody's watching, so you think, no, that God is watching. And a lot of times people see you too. They may not say anything to you, but a lot of times other folks see you too. Come on now, this is basic training. You still have to do what's right, no matter who you think is watching. Don't get stuck in the trap and saying one thing and doing something else. The devil is laughing at you. You're a joke. You talk a good game in front of folks. But the real truth is you're just as bad as that other person that you're trying to point your fingers at. Why are you pointing fingers at them? To get the attention off of you. Come on, saints of God. This is basic training. Stop pointing out everybody else's flaws, trying to take the attention off of yours. Ooh, girl, she done got big. She 200 pounds and you a whole 190. Come on now. We got to stop, saints. Don't get stuck in that trap. In order to be disciplined, not only do you need to stay in the word, but you have got to pray. We have got to kill our flesh daily, because it's your flesh that will make you want to point out somebody else's flaws. It's your flesh that just wants to continue on in pleasure. It's your flesh. If you want to grow spiritually, you want your spirit to grow and not your flesh, then you've got to feed the spirit the most. We don't want to be walking around judging everybody else and talking about everybody else's problems, walking around in our flesh, angry, evil. Can't nobody speak to you. Can't nobody talk to you. You go in the grocery store. How you doing? Well, he won't. Come on now. Everybody is not after you. That's your flesh. You are angry, honey. You are being evil. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice evermore, not when you feel like it. Pray without ceasing. Not treating God like Santa Claus and not treating him like the tooth fairy. Be thankful. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and God will sanctify you. God will preserve you. Know that God will keep you if you want to be kept. But you've got to pray constantly. When you feel yourself getting in your flesh, when you feel yourself being mean and evil, when you feel yourself just walking around frowning for no reason at all, you just woke up mad. You need to be praying. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice. Spend some time praising God. Because I can assure you, as the scripture says, out of the same fountain doesn't come bitter water and sweet. So out of the same mouth can't come blessings and cursings. If you're spending your time and using your mouth to bless God, then you can't be cursing somebody else or talking negative about somebody else at the same time or pointing out their flaws at the same time. This is basic training, saints. Basic training. We have to stop and think. If you're listening today and you want to call in to comment, you want to call in and give some feedback on your experience with this basic training, on your experience with some basics that God has revealed to you, you can do so. We're live today. That number is 888-627-6008. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. I want to hear from you, because we're all guilty. The things that I've talked about, we've all done at some point in life. But the important thing is that we don't keep on and stay stuck there. The important thing is that we recognize, okay, God, I need your help. She's right. Don't be sitting there rolling your eyes at the radio and rolling your eyes at the computer. Don't be mad at me. It's just the truth. We've all been there. But in love, sometimes We just have to stop and say, God, I love you more than that. I am not representing you well. God, I need you to help me. God, I need you to help my mouth. Lord, I need you to work on me. Keep me on that potter's wheel. You're the potter. I'm just clay in your hands, God. Make me and mold me for what you would have me to be. Lord, I need you to help me to stop talking so negatively and being so mean. Lord, I need you to help me to stop talking about folks and pointing fingers at folks. Lord, I need you to help me to stop gossiping, always up in other folks' business, stuff that ain't got nothing to do with you. And it may be a fact, but as a saint, you're supposed to speak the truth. Because see, the fact is the reality of what it is, but the truth is the word of God. So you need to be speaking what the word of God says about that person. You need to be speaking what the word of God says about yourself. This is just basic training. And then part D, lastly, you're going to have to go through some difficulties for strength. And most of us don't want to have to go through any storms. But the joy comes from knowing that after the storm is a refreshing. Most of us don't want to have to go through trials and tribulations. That's like, oh, Lord, why me? Why not you? Oh, Lord, why I got to deal with this? Why wouldn't you? And a lot of times we think, oh, I must have done something. No. Most of us know about Job. He hadn't done anything. He was a faithful man. But in order for you to have strength, you're going to have to go through some difficulties. After your storm, it's going to be a calm. Even after a natural storm, when you look outside, things outside are just calm. They're peaceful. There is a peace that just cannot be explained after you go through a storm. After you've been through some things and you've gained some experience, nobody can take that from you. No one can touch your experience. No one can touch what you know. Problems have a tendency to make you grow up, whether you want to or not. Problems have a tendency to make you grow up. No more babies sipping on milk. Remember, saints, we've got to move to the meat. We need to be in the appropriate stage. We don't need to see grown men walking around with baby bottles in their mouths. Grown women walking around with pacifiers. That's what we're looking for. But we need to know how to deal when we have problems. Know that these problems have come to simply make you strong. Learn to embrace the temptations and the trials. Learn to embrace the desert seasons of your life. I'm not saying like them, but you may as well. At least embrace them and accept it. Okay, I'm going through a storm. However, the word of God says, and you apply a word to whatever it is that you're going through. Learn to embrace the stuff that you're going through. Because these tests and trials only come to make you stronger. These desert seasons in your life only come to make you stronger. They help you to appreciate when things are going well. See, we got to learn to testify about the goodness of God, even when things are not going as we want them to. Even when we're right smack dab in the eye of the storm. When we're right out there in the ocean without a paddle. We've got to learn to thank and praise God even for that. We got to learn to thank and praise God even when we lose our job. Well, Lord, you must have something better for me. I'm a witness. I've been there. We've got to learn to thank and praise God even when there is loss. So you lost that house. So what? God blessed you with that one. He'll bless you with another one. Your finances ain't like you want them to be. Okay. God is your provider. It didn't come from that job anyway. These bills need to be paid. Guess what? When you were born, there were bills. When you die, it's going to be a bill. God is your provider. God will meet your every need. God is your source. That job was just the resource, but God is your source. It was always about him. It was never about that employer. Learn to embrace God in your desert places. Because on the other side of that is your deliverance. On the other side of going through is your healing. On the other side of going through is the manifestation of the blessings, the things that you've been believing God for, those things that you can see in the spiritual realm, those things that you've dreamed about, you've talked about, you've been believing for. It's on the other side of what it is that you're dealing with right now. But most of us are not wanting to have to deal with this stuff. We don't want to have to go through. None of us like going through, but we have to stop and look ahead at what it is that God has planned for us. I know you don't see it right now, and I know you don't feel it right now, but oh, there's a blessing on the other side of this. Your breakthrough is on the other side of this. Just get through this, and your blessing is right there. Your breakthrough is right there. That thing that you've been believing God for, that deliverance that you've been believing God for, that door that needs to be open for you and nobody else can open it but God. I don't care how many jobs you apply for. If God don't say it's yours, it's not yours. But when he's ready for you to have it, he's going to open that door and you're not going to even remember how long it took, how long you had to wait, how many jobs you actually applied for. Come on now. Your breakthrough is on the other side of this. Some of us are going through sickness and disease, some pain and some physical discomfort. And I know what that's like. But you have to look past your pain and see God in this. God, I'm in some discomfort right now, but your word says I'm healed by your stripes. I see myself walking straight. I see myself without pain. I see myself without these headaches. I see myself without this nausea and this discomfort. I see myself healed and doing the things that I used to do again. Come on, saints. Your breakthrough is on the other side of this. Your breakthrough is right there. I'm sad, I'm down, I'm depressed. Your breakthrough is on the other side of this. Pull yourself back up. I've been there. I understand. Pull yourself back up and remember your breakthrough is on the other side of this. This place where you are right now. These feelings that you have right now. These emotions that you have right now. If we could just get past the storm. God, help us to get past the storms. Help us to not be stuck, Jesus. Help us to get to where you want us to be, Lord. Saints of God, you have to have these difficulties for your strength. You may be in a rough place right now, but God has already gone before you to make your crooked places straight. God has already opened doors. He's already made a way for you. All you have to do is endure. All you have to do is get through this. All you have to do is endure these difficulties. Endure not having the money that you want to spend like you normally can. That's okay. You don't have the money that you normally would have. Oh, but God, the same God that blessed you with it then is the same God who will bless you with it now. Trust me. Believe me. Trust God. I understand. I know what it's like to not have the finances after you've had them, especially, and then they're gone. Come on, somebody, be honest. I understand. But just get through this, because the God that I serve is a restorer. He will restore you when you just diligently seek him, when you put him first. Seek first the kingdom and all the things that are on your mind right now, all the things that you're dealing with right now, all the things that you're hoping for, waiting for, believing for. Your breakthrough is on the way. It's coming. But how you go through is the key. It's not what you're going through, but how you go through is the key. See, spiritual muscles are built the same way as natural muscles, with resistance. And some of us do like Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, asking God, Lord, please take this thorn away from me. I don't want to have to go through this. I don't feel like going through this, Lord. I don't feel like dealing with this right now. Some of us do like Paul and keep on asking him. But know that God has already given you the grace to get through it. And his strength is made perfect in your weakness. I know you don't feel like it, but God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. It's when you realize, Lord, I can't do this without you. Lord, I need your help. He steps right on in. In Romans 5, the word of God lets us know that we can glory in our tribulations. And I know folks don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you're looking right now at your computer and at your phone saying, my girl, please. You can glory in your tribulations because your tribulations bring patience, and patience brings experience, and experience brings hope. When you know how to do something, you can be confident. The first time you just kind of went through it and you didn't really know how to do a thing. The first time you bought a bike and it was in a box and you had to put it together, like, oh my goodness, you got to read all the instructions. You got to take your time. But after you have the experience of putting together a couple of bikes, like, oh, you start trying to do the stuff without the instructions. But you know that it's okay because you've done it before. You know that you're going to get through it because you've done it before. See, when God has already brought you out before, you can have hope. God has already delivered you before. You can have hope. God has already healed your body before. You already know him as a healer. You just, you know, get that temporary memory loss while you're in the middle of the storm. But if you just stop and think back, stop and look back at where you were this time last year. Stop and look back at where you were this time 10 years ago. You already know God as a deliverer. You already know God as a mind regulator. You already know God can bring peace in the midst of your storm. That thing that you were going through 10 years ago, you didn't think you were going to get through that either. That situation that you had 5 years ago, you didn't know how you were going to make it. You kept on saying, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. Come on, saints of God, this is just basic training. We have got to grow up as saints. We've got to get it together as saints. We've got to understand that these things that we're dealing with, these situations that we're going through, these circumstances with our children, our spouse, it's not because of them folks on the job. Believe me, it's not because of them. When you've gained hope, you can say with confidence that God did it before and he can do it again. There's a song out that says, he did it before and he can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. This is just basic training. God is making you fit for the kingdom. He is preparing me for something greater. That's what we need to know. God's got this. God's got this covered. He's just getting you ready. Because think about it. You want him to bless you with more money, but he's making sure that you can handle what you have now. He's making sure that you are disciplined right now He's making sure that your diet still includes him right now. He's making sure that you're still going to serve him and you're still going to trust him before he blesses you with the big house, before he blesses you with the luxury car. He's making sure you're still dependent on him. And he's definitely making you stronger through these difficulties. He's definitely making you stronger with resistance to build your spiritual muscles. You got to resist that enemy. He's going to keep coming at you. He's going to keep on trying to tempt you. He's going to keep on talking to you. He does it to all of us. Somebody listening right now, you were in a situation this morning and the enemy said, just cuss her out. Cuss him out. Not curse, but cuss. They think you a punk. They think you just going to take anything. They think they can talk to you any kind of way. You need to go on and tell them. They need to recognize. Mm-mm. Sometimes when folks are acting up, God will just remind you to just love on them. He'll show you why they act the way they act. He'll show you what's lacking. He'll show you that they just need love because nobody loved on them. That's why they're so hateful. You have to resist. Resist the temptation to go off all the time. Resist the temptation to fall apart all the time. Resist the temptation to not go to church and go to Bible study and read your word. Resist the temptation to thinking that, you know, prayer don't really work. It's just a mindset. Just the way the world revolves. Oh, what goes around comes around. No, you need to pray without ceasing. Resist that temptation to just give up. The enemy has told all of us before to give up. Forget this job. Forget them kids. Forget that man. Man, forget that woman. Just give up. You can't give up on your child. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't just give up. The enemy wants you to just give up. But you can't give up. You have got to endure as a good soldier. You have got to endure like an Olympic champion. You've got to endure and just get through this basic training. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says the same God who called you after you have suffered a while will himself restore you and make you strong. He will make you strong. He will make you firm. He will make you steadfast. Temptation may come again, but it's not going to feel the same way when it comes again. Because you know that you endured and you can do it again. That same God yesterday is the same God today. He will himself restore you. God, I thank you in advance for restoration. I know that he is a restorer. I know that he'll restore years, but he'll also restore some stuff. Many of us have lost things, but I am a living witness that God will restore stuff. He'll give you some better things than you had before. So what that car got repossessed, he'll give you a better one. This is just basic training. You've got this, saints of God. You can do this. I thank God for being a restorer. I thank God for causing us to go through some basic training and having to adjust our diets and our discipline. I thank God because he knows all and he sees all. He's already seen the end. He already knows we win, but we have to know it. We've got to get through this basic training. We've got to get off these baby bottles, walking around grown, and want to whine and cry about every little thing. I appreciate you all for listening on today. We did not have any callers, but I appreciate you all for listening. I pr- pray that something has been said today to encourage your hearts. Now listen, if you'd like to donate to Campbell Ministries, you can definitely go to my website. Click on the donate button at campbellministries.com. Or you may write into Campbell Ministries, P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi. That zip is 39236. And lastly, are you a pastor or someone who has a nonprofit organization? You're a person who's a leader in your community. Well, I've got some news for you. Are there members in your church or people in your community that are struggling with finding a job? Or maybe they're just changing careers, or they'd like to change their career? Well, Campbell Ministries hosts business professional seminars, which include topics such as Career Ready 101 and occupational relevance training. Now, that includes some things like resume building, interview tips, how to dress for success. We'll talk about how to be relevant to your employer. You can schedule these seminars for your church or your nonprofit organization, or you can schedule individually for a small group environment at a venue near you. Seminars are delivered in a fun and interactive manner, and these live events will equip you with the latest techniques and best practices. I'll also give you some tips to take your career to the next level. These categories will include skills training, placement, retention, and then I'll show you how to follow up when you're looking for a job. These topics are relevant to people who may be entering into the workforce for the first time, or maybe you desire to improve your awareness and receive some updates on best practices to obtain employment. Maybe you just want to be empowered to improve your professional relevance or receive a promotion or a pay raise. All of these things are presented from a Christian perspective. So go to my website or send an email to acampbell681, that's acampbell681, at ymail.com, the letter Y, mail.com. The objective, of course, of Campbell Ministries is to improve family dynamics, to build better communities, to reduce poverty, and decrease the national and state unemployment rates. You guys, it's pretty high, especially for those who are of the household of faith. The church folks need some money too. So we're going to pray, but faith without works is dead. Amen? So if you're a pastor or a leader in your community, these seminars are much needed for your congregation and in your community. The communities in which you worship need to be blessed too. Not just the church folks coming in, church folks leaving out, but you need to be a blessing to your community as well. So again, email me, contact me via my webpage. You'll be glad you did. Thank you guys so much for joining. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer.